Disasters are unpredictable, and our response time needs improving. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nathan Koons, assistant professor of operations management in the Coggin College of Business at the University of North Florida, discusses a way to distribute relief faster to those who need it.
Every hour counts when a relief organization responds to a natural disaster such as Hurricane Matthew in Haiti. The victims are in desperate need of food or medicine, but it takes an organization many days to purchase these supplies and ship them to the affected country. During this time, victims continue to suffer. Because disasters are unpredictable, an organization that is not prepared cannot respond in a reasonable time. A relief organization can get prepared by prepositioning supplies in warehouses in multiple countries. If a disaster hits, the organization delivers the supplies from these warehouses. This strategy is very effective but generates high storage costs. As a result, disaster preparedness has been limited so far. In a recent paper, we propose an alternative to this expensive preparedness strategy. We recommend relief organizations keep supplies in a central warehouse, for example, close to an airport in the US, and send them by airplane right after a disaster hits. There is a limitation, however. If the organization isn't already working in the country, it doesn't have a local network of partners who can receive and distribute the supplies. Relief organizations can get prepared by identifying and training such partners. This allows them to respond quickly after a disaster without having to spend colossal amounts for prepositioning supplies. Through a simulation model, we demonstrate that developing such a network costs 28 times less than prepositioning supplies. It would decrease the response time by 18 days compared to a scenario without preparedness.
That was Nathan Koons of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.